Have you ever wanted to play in a campaign similar to the Noctprone Dead Season where you are in a realm filled with spirits? If yes, then I have the perfect product for you. Explore the realm beyond the veil with the Book of Spirits, an ethereal 5e supplement on Kickstarter now. This supplement is inspired by legendary titles like Dragon Age and Stormlight Archive. The Book of Spirits is a sourcebook that expands your world with a new realm of magic. With over 50 spirit creatures, 7 brand new subclasses, an entirely new class, and tons of encounters and resources for you to run a game in the spirit realm. Follow the link in the episode description where you can find this 200 plus page book with illustrated encounter maps, incredibly detailed miniatures, and an entire original soundtrack to immerse your players in this mystical adventure. Back the Book of Spirits today on Kickstarter. So let's join the other two adventurers, Javi and Talroth. You hear joyous uproars from a small child in the other room, and you assume that they have been successful in their helping of this kid. As well as you've seen Chai run outside and back in with a pile of mud. So, what would you guys like to do as you are... So, you're currently in the library.
The portal opened in the study, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to try to see if we can retrace the steps of Captain Pinkerton. I will look in the study if you would care to look through the library. I think the compass that we jerry-rigged might be useful as well, just to make sure that there are no unexpected threats. This is where the creature came from, and I suspect from the note, Captain Pinkerton is bonded to it in some way. Whether creator or master or something, I think he has a connection.
To the monster?
Yes.
Javi will pull the anchor out of his bag of holding in its little compass form, vial of it, and pull it out and see if it does anything.
Yeah, roll me a luck check.
16.
Ooh, 16. With a 16, the anchor, you're in the library, correct?
Yes.
The anchor pulls towards the hallway.
Javi will just immediately follow. Go in that direction.
You enter into this hallway. The smell of rotting meat with sickly sweet undertones is lingering in the air. Roll me a history check.
19.
With a 19, this is the smell of decaying flesh. The ichor in the bottle that you have out gives off the same scent as this hallway.
I'm assuming Talroth's there with
me?
Yes,
yes.
Does the scent, as it getting stronger as we're going towards a direction? Which direction are we heading?
So as you go out into the hallway, you notice that there, to the left of you, are two reapers that are standing guard next to police tape. And to the right of you is a long hallway. And as you face towards the right of the hallway, the smell gets stronger.
They're preventing us from, even us from crossing? Or is that just the entry?
That's not the entry. That is a downstairs is behind the police tape.
Why are you guarding this entryway? This stairwell? Stairs.
I also will specify that I'm following behind you. I have my lantern, a weapon out technically, just using the lantern to guide the way and look for clues.
I would say up to this point, Javi, as soon as catching the scent, is not really saying much anymore. It's just notices it and just he's bolting. And I'm assuming Talroth is behind. There is no discussion. There is purpose.
One of the Reapers looks up at you and is like, Talroth, sir, you can't go down here. There's radioactive activity going on down there.
I will be protected.
You may go, but you must be accompanied by my partner here. Talroth, I know that Reaper Dave doesn't believe that you... I would like for you to stay here.
Who roped this area off?
I believe it was the captain himself.
We are investigating.
Do you report to Reaper Dave?
Yes, I do report to Reaper Dave.
Reaper Dave brought us here to investigate. I want to investigate downstairs.
We are looking for clues of the captain's disappearance.
Roll me a persuasion check, both of you.
Could I do intimidation instead?
Intimidation, perfect. Actually, you do intimidation as well, Javi.
Okay. I was going to say the way I said that was probably a little bit intimidating. Oh, nat one.
Nat one, nice. Your voice cracks.
15.
With a 15.
I'll just... And who has seniority here?
Fine. But I will be sending my partner with you to make sure that you stay above board. Please. And a Reaper will accompany you down the stairs. And he lifts up the police tape and he says, careful, there is radioactivity going on down there. Your souls may split.
You're not worried about your friend, though?
He's a trainee.
Okay, can Javi attempt to say something to Talroth?
Yeah.
Without this Reaper hearing as they're
absolutely
going down the stairs. I'm assuming that's where we're going.
Yeah, no.
Roll me a stealth check.
Okay. Nat 20 on the stealth check.
Absolutely. So you can very silently, I'll allow the stealth check to continue throughout with that 20. So you are able to silently speak to Talroth.
So Javi will kind of more stealthily try to pocket or at least hide the vial that he has.
Yes.
But he will want to make sure that Talroth sees that we're heading away from where it's leading us.
Just give a nod, but I do want to see where this leads.
I'm much more curious down there. So right. And down the stairs we go.
So you reach the bottom landing, and at the bottom of this landing there is a concrete room. On one side of this concrete room are hand chains, like chains that are connected to the wall that look like they have handcuffs on them. And a scrawled note is underneath these hand chains.
I'll expend a dice on this one. So
well, the nat 20.
Yes!
This handwritten note that is next to this hand chain is well-worn and tattered, and it says, I'm sorry I wasn't a good enough adventurer for you, Dad.
Okay. Javi will put it in his bag of holding and just probably won't tell anybody for like 7 episodes.
Great.
Javi will pick that paper up and solemnly read it and hand it to Talroth.
Yeah, and Talroth, you read it as well. It says, I'm sorry I wasn't a good enough adventurer for you, Dad.
And I'll hand it back. Is there a body nearby?
No.
It's just a concrete room.
Just a concrete room with a single note.
Handcuffs to the wall and a note left there. So if there's a note left, does that mean there was an escape made? Or why would there be a note on the ground in a jail cell? Odd.
Assuming the person down here was restrained, how did they ride it?
None of it makes any sense. Can Javi get a feel for anything else in this room? Javi doesn't trust what he's seeing right now. Something is abnormal. Is there anything else he can glean in this room? Like looking at the handcuffs, what size are they? I mean, just like anything that could give him more information on what happened here.
As you're looking at these handcuffs, it's hard to say. They have, you know, like different latching lengths, kind of like how a belt has different loops that you can latch it into. It seems that it has multiple sizes. However, as you are looking around with your passive intelligence, you would know that this room is definitely not radioactive. Especially for Javi, as somebody who has dealt with radioactivity in weapons, this room does not have any signs of radioactivity or any... I know that radioactivity is invisible, but with your artificer knowledge, you would know that this does not have any telltale signs of radioactivity.
Javi's going to walk over and block the exit from the Reaper.
Okay.
And look at him.
You know more than you're telling us. Tell me what you know.
I don't know very much. What do you want to know?
Who were they keeping down here?
I don't know. I'm usually just a Reaper like you. This is my first time being in the Pinkerton Mansion.
Do I believe him?
Roll me an insight check.
First one will be a 14 and a 13.
All right. With a 14 and a 13, his voice is calm. His mannerisms seem normal. He's keeping good eye contact with you. He seems to be telling the truth.
I think your friend knows more than he's letting on.
I hope so, because when he sent me down here and he said that it was radioactive down here, but he didn't really care about, like, me coming down here.
Do you feel the effects of soul splitting? A loss of sense of self?
I mean, I feel kind of sad, but mostly just because my boss basically just sent me down here and didn't really care too much about me coming down here.
It's not radioactive.
Oh, really?
That's why he sent you down here.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. Talroth, wow. It's an honor to be even around you.
I'm gonna like, assuming that I'm, as an elf, I stand taller than him.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to stoop down until my head is level with his and just look him straight in the eyes and say,
if you are truly new around here, I am going to provide you information that is going to be valuable for your future here.
Wow.
The uppers.
Wait. He grabs out a pen and paper. He's like, I'm ready. Sorry.
Your uppers in the Reaper headquarters do not have your interests in mind. They are lying to you more frequently than they are telling you the truth. Down here is not radioactive, neither is the red herring fishery. Watch out for these lies and do not believe them. Now, we are going to bring down the other Reaper, and I'm going to ask that no matter what you see, you do not take action.
Okay, sure. You're not going to, like, kill him, though, right?
Should we just cuff him to the wall?
Me?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't in character at all.
Which is kind of what I'm thinking for the other guy.
Okay.
I'll kind of turn to Javi and just say,
you are better at theatrics than I am. Would you be willing to create a scene, something that would inspire him to come down?
Absolutely. Finn, this is your time to shine.
Pop Finn out and he'll say, hey Finn, you remember our investigation skills I taught you?
Investigate his foot.
And you'll see Finn pop over. And the last investigation they did, do you remember what Finn's part of it was?
Stab.
He's going to go over and he's going to do one quick stab into the guy's foot. And then Javi'll with zero be looking up the stairs.
Do you think it'll work?
Does he seem to be
silence?
Oh my god.
This, I thought we were friends. And he runs up the stairs.
I was hoping the sound would get him. Apparently he just doesn't care.
And then up the stairs you hear, hello? Hello?
Oh, goodbye.
Javi will follow him up hearing that.
Yeah, I will as well. And I... No. I will yell after him. This isn't going to help the scenario in any way, shape, or form, but this is what Talroth would do.
Unless you want to die, you will get behind me immediately.
He fully pees his pants, and he gets behind you. Okay, please don't hurt my foot.
It was a poke.
It was just a little poke.
You poked my heart.
Where did your friend go?
I don't know.
Where would he go?
I don't know.
The Ico.
Javi will pull it out.
And as you pull the Iker out of your pocket, the Iker is pulling towards the direction of straight in front of you, down the hallway.
I'm going to push open the library door to see if these two have finished their interrogation of the child.
As you peer through the library door, we're going to go back over to Chai and Zell. Zell, you've just eaten this mud pie, drank this potion, proved that you have this super strength, and found these bell hammers. What are you guys doing now?
And they're walking in to come check on us,
They're
right?
walking into the library, but you guys are in the office right now.
Okay. I imagine they can hear commotion from the other room. I can't believe you... Oh, no, that... I mean, wow, delicious. That's amazing. I totally thought that somebody was going to actually ingest my mud pie.
Yeah.
You are so strong.
That was so good. Zell. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I've got... That was awesome. And you guys probably are going to be in my club. Probably. But I have one last thing, and then we can be in a club together, okay? And you have to beat me in a game. How many fingers am I holding behind my back?
Oh, I like this game.
And
this
he puts one hand behind his back.
I love this game.
I'm really good at this game. I don't know if I've lost this game before.
Do we both have a guess?
Sure.
Okay, we both have a guess. How do we know you're not going to trick us?
Well, as the king, I'm allowed to trick.
Well, then how do we have a chance of winning your game? Because I really want to join your club. I'm really invested.
I promise that I won't cheat at this stupid game that I love so much.
All right. Now, here's the thing. Remember.
It gives you a pinky promise.
Remember, we made a pinky promise for you, too.
Yeah, I know.
We weren't reapers.
Yep. You're not
so
reapers,
I'm just saying.
Right?
If one friend breaks a pinky promise, the other friend is allowed to break their pinky promise. That is pinky promise law.
Deal.
So are you ready to play this game?
I'm ready. Okay.
1 to 5, right? You got 5 fingers on your hand.
5 fingers on my hand, probably. Yeah. No, sorry. Pinky promise. 5 fingers on my hand.
All right. I believe you. I'm going to guess 3. What are you going to guess?
What a guess.
2.
I had 2 and 2's part of 3, so technically you guys both kind of got it right.
Wow. Oh my goodness, this is so exciting.
That's so cool. Oh my gosh. I have the best name for our team, for our little club.
Okay.
And he holds up his water gun. The Super Soakers. Get it? Like a super soaker, but with soul.
Oh, you're good.
That is amazing.
We are the Super Soakers. I cannot wait.
Soakers.
This just reminds me of another fun time. Have you ever been camping?
What's camping?
So you're inside like a building, like this, right?
Yeah.
But what if you were outside and just underneath blankets?
Oh.
Have you ever... brain. Do you ever remember such a moment?
I kind of do that, but like I do that underground with like the other like Bad Infinium members. Like we don't really want to be like up on top of the ground because people don't like the Bad Infinium. I don't know why. We're good guys.
That's such a bummer. That is so undeserved.
Yeah, it really is.
So, hey, actually, speaking of underground and above ground and inside and outside, you've been hanging out in here for a while, haven't you?
Yeah.
How have things been in the past little while? There's been a lot of commotion in here.
I established a pee corner, that's for sure.
So you've been here for a minute.
I've been drinking the soul water.
I'm going to pretend like I know what that means.
Well, from the Super Soaker.
You've been drinking it?
Yeah.
And you're feeling okay?
My stomach hurts pretty bad.
Okay.
And you look down at his stomach and it's just...
Oh, you poor baby.
Sorry, so like his stomach's actually turning into like the wisp pretty intensely?
Yeah.
Do I think that's actually like soul water? Like not water, but souls?
So you're looking at it. You would actually recognize this as being water from the astral sea.
Tell you what, chap.
You want to squirt?
I was going to say I'm a little bit larger than you. Perhaps I could be a warrior. You could... Count on me to protect you. Should I hold on to the Super Soaker and you can order me around with it?
Super Soaker.
Super Soaker.
Soul.
Soaker.
Okay, well, I named it after my mom. But I guess you can have it.
What's your mom's name?
Mom. And you see in big letters on the side of the gun is M-O-M.
Thought that was going to be like some plot point, some drop who this kid is.
You know what this would be so good at defeating? There are these things called firehoppers where I came from. Large, fiery beasts. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
All right. Just casually investigating.
This is so fun.
I'm so glad we're hanging out. You're an amazing
I'm glad you guys aren't reapers. If you guys were reapers, I probably would have had to super sulker you with mom.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So, how long have you been here?
Oh, forever. What do you... Here?
This feels like...
What do you mean here?
Just like in, the,
in this room?
In the Pinkerton Manor.
Oh, I've probably been here as long as I can remember, like 5 minutes or so. But,
okay.
Like, I've been in the Pinkerton Manor for like a little while, but like...
Do you know how you got here?
Yeah, I walked in the front door. There was a bunch of police people around, like the Reapers and stuff. And
did
like,
they help you in or suggest
no,
you enter?
Well, no, because like... They had, like, police tape and stuff around the crime area, you know? And
yeah,
I was like...
sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, well, I'm really sneaky. You want to see? You can't see me. It's crazy.
Wait, how am I supposed to know what you're doing if you're...
Oh, oh sorry. And he uncovers his eyes. Wow. I'm...
Oh. And there you are. You're very, very sneaky.
I'm really good.
So nobody knows you're here.
Nope. Nope.
Wow. But you said you don't like the Reapers. Have they been trying to get you or what?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're trying to kick me out because, like, it's a crime scene. I'm not supposed to be in here with your super sulker getting the crime scene all wet. But they don't know what's best.
Yeah, so...
Chai.
Yes.
I apologize. Perhaps you could cook one of your meals. I want to see if it could help... push away the soul-splitting effect taking place here.
Yeah. I would love some food.
I would be happy to make you some food.
Do you know gummy worms?
No, I do not.
Do you know gummy bears?
No, I do not.
Do you know anything that's gummy?
I've heard of some gumbo, but I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about.
Gumbo.
There's gum in it, though, right?
That's a difficult question. You know what? Are you in the mood for something sweet or something savory?
Sweet.
Okay, I will make you something sweet.
Do you have
a surprise?
Do you have chocolate milk?
I do not have. You know what? Let me see what I have on hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I will mix you up something delicious.
Don't look, chap.
I'll make you something too. I'll make you a potion.
Oh, fantastic! that's wonderful.
We should probably go back to the kitchen. I need some more sugar to put in my potion.
There's a kitchen here? I would die to cook in a kitchen. I would die again.
Die?
Oh. I would die a second time to cook in a kitchen.
You're dead?
Yeah, aren't... I mean... I think so.
Oh. That's weird. She's weird. Where are we going?
To the kitchen!
Because I'm your warrior, you should have a rope connected to me so you can always, you know, pull me back when you need me. Perhaps we should here, tie this to my leg.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
he ties a knot.
Nice. I'm like can I like
yeah, don't,
can I tie
don't,
can don't, I pull it?
It doesn't work.
It's fine. And then I'll tie the other one to you so that way you can always control my movements and make sure you're safe.
Can you tie it on my wrist?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Don't wreck any of my bracelets. You see he's got a bunch of like the concert bracelets on are super old.
Heck yeah.
And he ties around his wrist and he's like, okay, if you see any Reapers, you gotta kill them.
I think that it would be better if we could interrogate them.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Okay, let's go. After you guys, I'm the ruler. March!
And we go to the kitchen, marching to the kitchen.
So as you open up the door, you see Chap tied on a rope connected to Zell, who is holding a water gun in his hands.
Hey, I'm holding the water gun.
Yes,
right?
You're holding the water gun.
good.
And he looks over at you and he says, a Reaper!
Oh.
Interrogate him!
What I'm are you doing in here? I'm like winking.
Javi will look at Zell.
Like, halt! I'm afraid we'll have to ask you some questions. But remain silent and do whatever you want.
If you're bad, we'll probably kill you. We probably will.
We're pretty scary.
Guys, we don't have time for this!
The echo is close.
It's down this hallway.
I'm going to hand the note to Zell.
Oh,
do you recognize this?
I do not.
Roll me a history check.
I'm like holding my breath for you.
History, that's going to be a 17.
You would recognize this handwriting as the handwriting of Delry.
Oh, no, I almost didn't want it to be.
We had to confirm.
Sorry. I know we did, but I just, like, I don't know if
I want to turn it to Chapmick. Did you write this?
No, I don't write.
Was there Fair another enough. Child with you when you snuck into this manor?
Delry?
Exactly.
I know Delry.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Perhaps...
He's really good at hiding. He's a good hide-and-seeker. Have you guys played hide-and-seek?
Did he ever drink from the Super Soaker?
He didn't like the Astral Water. He usually stayed with his, like, the adults. They were Reapers. They were stupid.
When did you see Delry? Was that recently? That was since you came to the Pinkerton Manor.
No, I haven't seen Delry at the Pinkerton Manor.
Oh.
Was he in the tents?
The tents?
Is he at the fishery?
Where did you see him?
Guys!
And you'll see Javi holding the thing and the Eaker's going...
Oh no, chap.
We do need to go.
The most evil of the Reapers is near us. A Reaper monster.
We have to follow this... not Talroth. He... No,
this is like a baby Reaper. That one's like... A big
I'll have you know that I am one of the most experienced.
No,
Reapers.
He's not. He's just a baby.
We have
Do not
to
listen.
Find your mom.
Throughout all this, just Talroth is getting more and more aghast. And just like,
is that what you needed to move on? You need to find your mother.
That's it, Talroth. Lead the way. And I'll point the super sack.
I'll just kind of...
I'll take out the lantern and lead the way down the hallway with it lighting the way.
So you... Go down the hallway, and you're following the compass. The compass makes a sharp right at the room that Talroth would recognize as being the bedroom of Lady Pinkerton.
Does the smell also correlate with
yes.
that room?
Yes. As you are getting closer, the smell of rotting flesh gets bigger and bigger.
Push the doors open and enter.
Yeah, so you enter into this room, room D, and there's a... bed in the center of the room, a nightstand next to the bed, and a solitary lamp inside of the room. What would you guys like to do?
Is this a room to expend investigation?
Yes. Who would like to investigate?
I will. I'll go for the D12. 12.
A 12?
With my bonus.
Oh, sweet. Well, with a 12 that will pass the DC of 10, you are kind of tracing... your hand along the wall as the Eiker is pointing in various directions, and you get to a large painting that you didn't notice necessarily. You thought it was like the wall because it's just this massive painting that takes up the entire half of the room. And as you trace your hand along the wall, you notice a false back on this painting, and it opens up into a pitch black staircase. The smell of rotten, meaty fruit grows immense as you approach closer and closer to the bottom of the staircase. At the very bottom of the staircase is a padlocked door with a combination of four different 1 through 9 numbers that you will need to open this door at the bottom.
There's no possibility of breaking.
You could attempt
size
to break
up the
through.
Door.
The padlock would need to be opened. This door is very... reinforced. It looks to be like scientific grade metal door.
Okay. So, we need to find a 4-digit code.
Yes.
Javi, just looking over, I'm assuming with his mechanical knowledge, would realize there's no way in other than through the code.
Do you need a code?
Do you know the code? There's no way through without it.
I know the code, but like, he's not a member of the team.
Perhaps you could tell him a fake code and... put in the real one, but that way he doesn't know what the real code was.
Yeah, don't tell him.
So enter it, but say the wrong numbers so he gets confused.
The code is 1234.
Aha, yes. Go punch that in for us. That surely is the code.
These Pinkertons are stupid.
And he runs over to the padlock, and he enters the code. And because you guys befriended this kid instead of attacked him or something, he opens this door for you, and you enter into a large cement room similar to the one that you saw before. Except this one takes up the entirety of the rest
of the underneath of the Pinkerton Manor. In the center of the room, shattered glass lay in a heap on the floor. You find an inscription on this now shattered glass take that says Project Jewel, Variation U. The letter U. And I believe that okay. is where we will end our session for the night. My name is Cade, the host and Grin Reaper of this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition adventure, and I am joined here by the characters to my left.
Brooklyn playing Cha.
Alec playing Javi.
Mason playing Tauroth.
And Danny playing Zelbarath Wilderton.
Thank you so much for being here and joining us in this murder mystery adventure that we're going through. I was so excited to prep this Pinkerton Manor because it's kind of like a little escape room that you guys have stumbled into. And I was so excited that Chap re-emerged and that had a really good storyline that you guys like did a great job. This entire session has been probably my favorite session. I've been very excited with this. So thank you. If you enjoyed this session as much as I did, go on over to patreon.com/knocked and consider subscribing one of our options. Thank you so much. And we hope you remember when life knocks you flat on your back, all you got to do is keep rolling. And we hope you have a wonderful rest of your afterlife. Goodbye.